Man, probably a fun fact on me is that I like to read. I like to read. That's a lost art nowadays. Oh, my great uncle is Jesse Owens. Won 4 gold medals in 1936.
I always want to leave people with this, man, to all the viewers and everybody out there, man. Make sure you guys finish your story. Make sure you guys finish your journey because somebody's going to need it.
Yeah. All you got to do is push the bad button. That's all you got to do. Push the back button.
Try not to think about the future too much so you can maximize the now.
Who's your favorite rap artist?
Man, to be honest, it's crazy. Tupac always been my number one, right? Like, he got me through so much stuff, but Lil Wayne has been, in the modern day.
I said, what does it really take? What does it really take to be great, Drew? And he looked at me and he was like, you really want to know? And he was like, to be honest, everything you did to get here, you need to be consistent times 10.
What's up? What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing out there today? Welcome to the Number Basketball Show. This is your boy, Coach Lee. It's Wednesday night, and we're back at it like we're mad at it. You know, it's time to run one with you guys. With that being said, got to bring up my right-hand man tonight. What's up, Coach Hill? How you doing?
What's up, everybody? Shoot, I'm chilling, man. You know what it is, getting off work, jump right on here. You know how we roll. It don't stop none.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's Wednesday. Almost yep. Weekend, man.
Hey, to be honest with you, that don't even mean nothing in my world. We just roll with it. You know, we still working. We still getting better every day, man. So it all meshes together. So, but yeah, blessings, man. So many people are going through things. So, you know, hey, it's a blessing just to be alive to see another Wednesday.
True that, true that. Man, glad to be on with you. I would look forward to our Wednesday night gatherings. What's up, Uncle Leroy Jr. Chiming in on us tonight. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yes, sir.
So, man, got a couple of topics for us today. One of them, we always try to revisit it on a weekly basis. So we're gonna jump right into this tonight. The first one up, we got the power rankings. Power rankings. So, you know, any surprise that you anticipate before we review this?
No, let's see what happens. Let's see what we got.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're going to start. I was trying to hit the top five. So we're going to start at number five this week. Surprisingly for me, because, you know, they kind of been kind of quiet on the radar, got those Bucks.
That's a surprise right there to me. Like you said, I really haven't been hearing too much about the Bucks.
Been kind of quiet.
But obviously, they're silent assassins, I guess. They're doing something right if they're number five in the power ranking. So maybe they're starting to, you know, my whole thing is about gelling and teams playing together. So maybe they're starting to find their little, you know, their niche. So. We'll see how long they're in the top five, though.
Yeah, definitely going to see how long they're in the top five. And, you know, I was surprised when the Greek Freak, you know, Giannis re-up. Obviously, well, I won't be surprised that he re-up. That's a lot of money to leave on the table. But, you know, considering it kind of seemed like the team they had that was kind of right there at the cusp of competing, you know, they kind of – kind of got it up out of there a little bit, so to speak.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's number five. Number four, we got number four tonight. Jazz. They seem to have come back down to earth a little bit.
Humbled themselves and got themselves together, man. I like the Jazz. They're in the mix. That doesn't surprise me at all. Top five team. I think they'll be in the top five power rankings pretty much all season.
Right. I definitely agree with you on that.
Their thing is, though, you know, we're talking about power rankings right now, which, and I'm going to say this, I don't want to rub nobody the wrong way, which is entertainment for the fans. What are they going to do to get over the hump when the postseason starts? That is the big question. So
that's true. That's true. You know, they might, you know, I think they got the overall confidence. You know, they still got to go through their buzzsaw over there on the West Coast. The championship still comes through the defending champs' home court. But, you know, they got a little bit of a chance. You know, they had two outright all-stars in Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. And then, you know, they had a surprise injury replacement in Mike Conley. I think he made his first all-star game last weekend, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, congrats to him. It's
big congrats. Big congrats.
I can see that. Now, here's a little – here's a nugget for you as far as, you know, Utah. You know, they are the only top five team – well, the only team that's in the top five in both offensive and defensive ratings. They got that part of it. And if they can get it right up here
and
be able to, you know, that compression that they might have – in the playoffs?
Yeah. It's all mental, man. It's all mental. All mental. So we'll
Coach see speak.
All mental, man. Like.
Number three, we got the 76ers.
Doesn't surprise me. They're hot right now.
They are. They are.
They're hot right now.
They ranked sixth last week, and they moved up three spots.
Yeah. Catching fire. They're a hot team right now, man. That's all I can say about them. I mean, they're going to be in the mix. I don't really see them getting past the Nets, but I'll go as far as say, and I'm probably swallowing my words. I have to go back and watch the previous shows to see what I said, but I really see Philadelphia in the Nets Eastern Conference Finals.
I can see that. And, you know, the Sixers – you know, they have been linked already to PJ Tucker and Kyle Lowry. You know, that can be some good reinforcements that they can have, you know, as far as they stretch run to go against, you know, the likes of the Nets and the Bucks.
I agree. I wouldn't worry about the Bucks, though, but definitely the Nets.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
For any Bucks fans out there, no disrespect, just my opinion.
Now, this one, they quietly. That Chris Paul pickup, man. They got the Suns out there balling. They come in number two this week, up one spot from three.
Chris Paul's a leader.
He is.
Him and Booker, they play well together. That's just something that we're missing, you know. Like I said, my opinion. So any fans out there that disagree with me, that's cool. But that's the piece they were missing in Chris Paul. In order to probably get them in a position to have a chance, you know, at a championship or make a playoff run.
I agree. You know, the Clippers the Clippers, you know, they're struggling. You know, the Lakers got some injuries with AD being out. So, you know, the Suns, they quietly have crept up to the second spot in the West. They're on a four-game winning streak, and they won eight out of their last 10 games.
Yeah, that West is still going to be tough because, like you're saying, once the Lakers get healthy and all that, it's going to fluctuate all season, man. That West is tough, man. I'm really excited to see how that finishes up. But – I do see them making the playoffs. And I mean, I don't know if they're going to finish as high, you know, down the stretch, but I do see them making the playoffs.
Definitely. Yeah, and it got a little bit of a, you know, to help them, you know, with that playoff run that you spoke of. Yeah. You know, they got Dario Saric. You know, he's finally, you know, he's been utilized in a backup role as a big, and he stepped up to it. He is average in the last four games, he's averaged 20 minutes a game, and he's gone for 15.7 points, 3.7 assists. Not too bad for a big man off the bench.
No. That's what you need sometimes off the bench, man, is that somebody that can come in, step in, give, I'm going to say, the starter a break, but also be, not just give him a break, but be productive. And production is key. Production is key. Consistency is key with a team like the Phoenix Suns.
So true, so true. And I think it's the same team we had last week, if I'm not mistaken. They just steady chugging along. They are. It's the Brooklyn Nets. And the irony of this picture is they are both teammates now.
Say, man, I ain't gonna lie. Them boys, they're tough. And that was with that pickup, they're becoming scary, you know. They're gonna be definitely a scary team down the stretch if they're not already. Like, people might think they're scary right now, but it's how you finish. But they're gelling at the right time. We spoke about this a few weeks ago about the Nets. You know, I think they were losing or something at the time, but once all them guys come together and start gelling, they're going to be a tough team to beat, and they're showing that right now. And then with the pickup of Griffin, hey, that just going to make them even more elite.
He come in and find his role. You know, it's kind of scary. You know, they won 9 out of their last 10 games, and they only half a spot out of the top spot in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. And what's more impressive about it is they've only got 19 games out of Durant and 26 out of Irving. So they haven't even had a complete unit yet.
Yeah, that is pretty scary. And like you spoke about, if Griffin comes in and just plays his role, doesn't try to do too much or you know, just play your role, man, they'll be good. And once you get consistency out of Durant and Irving, when all of them are together, I mean, what's going to happen? Who's going to stop them?
He going to look like he know what he's doing.
Yeah, he's going to look like he's doing something. But, I mean, we all – that's like – I mean, Steve Kerr's smart. He knows some things. But that's just like Steve Kerr when he had Golden State, when they first – and they had all those people and they were winning those championships.
Right.
And them boys,
right.
Them boys know how to ball. They know how to shoot the ball good. They had a good team chemistry. It has and I hate to say this because I am a coach, but sometimes I can even sit back with an all-star team and just pretend to be a coach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you said it right. He's going to look like, hey, man, you know, I knew what I was doing. I'm the man, you know. So at the end of the day, that's just what it is, whether we like it or not.
That's true. And, you know, I think the overall catalyst for that has been since the Barry came over from Houston. Yeah. He's averaged 25.5 points, 11.4 assists, 8.7 rebounds, and he's shooting 42.2% from behind the arc.
See, it's less stress on him. He doesn't have to carry the whole team because he has pieces around him that could help too, which is going to take the stress off of him, which is going to open up more shots for him, which he can take smarter shots or the more comfortable shots. So, yeah.
That's true. That's true. You know, that's something. And that's why you're the coach, man. That's why you're the basketball coach. I hadn't thought of that. He doesn't have any pressure now. He's not the face of the organization. He just come in and he can just ball. And, straight you know, ball. And that team is so stacked. It's just like, you know, a pickup game, so to speak. They just out there running. And whoever got it, you open, shoot the rock.
Yeah, my style. That's my style right there. Shoot that thing. So, yeah, no stress on him, man. Now he's having fun again. You know, he was kind of miserable in Houston. So now he's back to having fun and just enjoying the game of basketball.
True that. Shout out to Ms. Brandon Martinez. She said yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, so we're going to roll over here. So we're going to roll right into free agent movement. So there are 5 top free agents that they have on the market right now as far as being available and the best possible fits for them.
Okay.
So
Let's get into this. Let's
the
see.
First one got the big man down in Orlando, Nikola Vucevic. Hope I said his name right. Nikola Vucevic.
Yeah, I think he's saying it right. Hey, if not, hey, y'all see what it says, man. Look, Coach Lou make it, man. My boy make it.
So with him, we actually have you know, he's down in Orlando Magic. And you got teams like the Heat, the Spurs, the Celtics, and the Hornets who all have some type of interest in acquiring the all-star center. Now he's predicted to possibly end up with the Bulls.
Okay.
So I think you can have him and you can pair him up with Zach LaVine, who's putting up 28-5-3 a night. It might make a little noise in the East.
Might do a little something, you know. Definitely will be a big help to the Chicago Bulls organization.
Definitely.
But just those lists of teams, like you said, we may say the Bulls, but don't be surprised if he ends up somewhere else.
That's true. At the end of the day, it's going to be whoever comes up with the best deal for him.
With that bread.
Yes, sir.
Let's go through.
Number four is a dude that it seemed like he won't go away. Victor Oladipo. I think last week it was rumored he was going to be with the for the Nets. I'm sorry, the Heat.
Yeah, it was. We did say the Heat last week.
And this week, it's the Nuggets. So I guess whoever can probably get him. Now, he does still have his eye, you know, to go down to South Beach. And he's been that way for a while. But at the end of the day, the Nuggets could be the ones who get the most mileage out of it. You know, right now, you got Jamal Murray. He's heating up, 28.5 points on, he's 55.4% shooting from the floor, 47% from behind the arc, and 92.5% from the free throw line.
Okay.
Some pretty good numbers he's putting up right there.
Definitely solid numbers.
Michael Porter Jr., he's finally showing up. He might be healthy now. So, he's in his last 15 games, he's putting about 30 minutes a night. So, that could be a good get for them. And you can bring in Oladipo. That might help, They was right there last year in the playoff bubble. That might put them back in the mix again.
I don't know about I don't think bringing in this guy is going to put them back in the mix. Right now, I think he's just trying to find a home. Like you said, last
get to Miami. Week,
exactly. Because he gets to Miami, he don't care. He just wants to get down there. But my thing is, he's just bouncing around right now. Like we said, whoever comes with the best deal for him, he'll go, of course. But if I was him, I just wouldn't take any type of deal. Like you were saying, it has to be somewhere where he can fit in. Because I know he probably wants to enjoy playing basketball. So my thing is, you don't want to take the big money deal and then I don't think he's worth big money, but take a big deal and you don't produce or you don't contribute. I think he's on the downside of his career. This is my opinion. And I really see him as more like a role player type guard instead of a guard that's going to come out there and lead a team to a championship. Not him. Now, maybe when he first was in the first couple years, he was that, right, guy. But now it's he's just trying to find some place to play basketball. Maybe he's just doing it for the love of the game, or maybe he needs to just hang it up. I don't know.
He came out of, I think it was Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. He came out, he had a lot of upside to him, but I think between the injuries and his confidence probably been shot a couple of times and organizations are giving up on him fast.
He was on the Masked Singer. Of course his confidence is shot.
You gonna let that man lay that down, are you?
He's trying to get out there. He's trying to be relevant.
Everything but ball.
But yeah, man, I wish him the best, man. I hope he gets something, man, because maybe he does still have a little bit of something in the tank, but who knows?
Right. We got next up. We got this guy here. He's unique. Got Aaron Gordon, and he's rumored headed to the Spurs. That's scary. Popovich is going to bring out the best in him.
He's coming to Texas. Now, I don't know if he'll be with the Spurs, but we talked a little bit earlier. You said something like, hey, wish we could get him. The Mavs, you never know.
I've been a fan of his for a while.
I like his game. So I can definitely see him going to San Antonio.
So Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, he said that Gordon has shades of both Draymond Green and Blake Griffin in his skill set.
Yeah.
But he went on to say that the Magic have gone through so much organizational change since Gordon was drafted that it's not one person's fault he hasn't received enough opportunities to explore that part of his game. Another team could give him a chance.
Yeah. I would definitely say that Blake Griffin, that skill set fit, you know, he does have that. And but when Blake Griffin first came into the league, though, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Blake Griffin.
Healthy Blake.
But, hey, AG got that. AG can ball, though, man. So he deserves to go somewhere and ball out.
You know, I can see that happen down at the down in San Antonio, because I also saw that they have made Aldridge available. It looked like that, you know, that relationship is soured down there, and they're ready to move on from him. You know, he's a little long in the tooth now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about that time.
Next up, we got John Collins. Currently with Atlanta, got him rumored going to the Hornets.
So he is, is he going to the Hornets as a, because in my eyes, the Hornets is balling.
They are.
So is he going to the Hornets to be a bench player, like a role player, or is he trying to be that guy? I mean, the Hornets, I like the Hornets right now, man. They're exciting to watch. Melo doing his thing. So,
They're actually saying that, according to, you know, as you just mentioned, what's the fit there? Even explore that? But they're saying that the Hornets need a building block big. He's only 23, 6'9" combo big, and he averages 36 minute averages, 20.7 points, 10.8 rebounds, 1.3 blocks. So for context, they're saying, far as the 2010-1 stat line crowd, you got Joel Embiid, Greek Freak, Christian Wood, and Carl Anthony Towns. Pretty good company to be in.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, I didn't know he was balling like that down there.
Me neither, until you just said that. Like, I was like, what? All right. Well, shoot. I guess he could potentially.
But I think there's a little bit of friction between him and organization. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anytime there's friction.
So you think Mike finally got it figured out? Say again.
I said anytime there's friction, they be trying to bounce.
So you think Mike finally figured it out as the owner up there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You know,
trust the process.
Trust the process. Now he's like, hey, I knew this was this and this was this. Yeah, okay, Mike. At first you was panicking, man. Anybody trying to hear all that? But he's figuring it out, man. You know, hat off to him, man. He's figuring it out, so it's all good.
Already. And last, we have this guy won't go away either. Bradley Beal.
Won't go away at all.
And this week, they got the Grizzlies in the mix. They got a backcourt of him and Ja Morant.
Yeah. Well, all right. And I spoke on this last week a little bit, you know.
Far away, coach.
I think he would, with the Grizzlies, you know, he's still going to have to be a role player. Like, even when he's with, you know, Washington right now, you have Westbrook over there who sort of likes to be the man. Mm-hmm. So he is turned into a role player over there. He has to know his role no matter where he goes. It doesn't matter. But if he goes to Memphis, I think he can contribute. I think they'll have a solid backcourt, but he just can't go over there thinking he's that guy. Like, he has to eventually accept the fact that, hey, I am a role player. Because he's had years to figure it out. And now in his career, it's time for him just to chill out and be a role player instead of trying to be that guy all the time.
Agreed. I can definitely see that. No, I think Bill will get traded. It's just too much. It's too much talk about it. You know, really, they've been talking about it all, you know, even during the offseason. And here we are now, you know, as far as him being rumored out there again. So I think he will get moved.
And watch him get traded to some place that we're not even talking about. Watch what I tell you. Somebody's going to swoop in with, like, they're going to say, oh, he can be an all-star over here. They're going to give him this big lump sum of money, and then he's gonna be doing the same shit. I mean, stuff. So.
Hell yeah. I agree, Coach. I agree.
Watch
so
what I tell you. Watch what I tell you.
We're going to revisit that. We're going to be like, he was right.
Yeah, of course. That'd be right.
And the last one we have before we get into my part of it, you know, the terror updates, we got the Hoops Hall of Fame finalists. And actually, I saw this, and one of them, you know, I kind of, is he a Hall of Famer? But we're going to discuss it here tonight. So you got, for the headliner, you got Chris Bosh and Paul Pierce. So here's the full list of it. You got Coach Rick Adelman, Letta Andrews, Bosh, Michael Cooper, Coop, Yolanda Griffith, Tim Hardaway, Senior, Lauren Jackson, Marcus Johnson, Paul Pierce, Bill Russell as a coach, Marion Stanley, Ben Wallace, C. Will, and Jay Wright.
So you now mean, who are we questioning? Are they a Hall of Fame fan? Like
Chris Bosh?
Chris Bosh. Yeah, I was gonna say, there's nobody else that could be right there, or what? There has to be somebody else that could be on the list besides Chris. Like, why is he even nominated? Any fans? Like, I'm just being honest right now. Any fans know or have an input on why Chris Bosh should be on this list? Because I don't think he should be up there.
I don't think he should either. You know, at the end of the day, you got to think, okay, he was the man when he was in Toronto. I believe, you know, when he left there, he might still be the case. He had all the accolades, you know, as far as being the man. Then he went down to Miami. And he was kind of the third wheel there, you know, behind LBJ and Wade.
Yeah, he was.
And then his career was cut short.
Yeah.
And he's hometown talent, but I can't be biased with that, you know. If I think of Chris Bosh, do I think of him as a Hall of Famer? Not really. I definitely think of him as, you know, he's an all-star. At one point in time, he was considered one of the best at his position. But then you got to look at it. Other than the Toronto years, he was now granted, there was two great players in front of him, but he was a third wheel in Miami.
Yeah.
Paul Pierce?
Yeah. I think Paul should be up there, man. I like Paul Pierce. I know he talks a lot of stuff, but I like Paul Pierce, man. He's done some good things.
C. Webb?
My boy C. Webb. I don't know about him, though, still. Like, I like him as a player, but I don't think he's, in my eyes, really done enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
C. Webb, I can see that. I can see that. And I think he still got a little bit of a black eye too about how things went down in Michigan.
Exactly.
You know that can be the reason, part of the reason. And I was surprised he wasn't in yet.
And that's probably one of the things that they're looking at the most, to be honest with you, is that, you know, like you said, that black eye, that dark spot on his resume, man. So, I mean, believe it or not, even though you're in the whatever, NBA or whatever, they look at all that, you know, they look at all your history from college on, you know, so it could definitely put a black mark on your resume.
Cooper with the Sox, You know, he can be, even though he was on Showtime, but you can put him in there as far as, you know, how we spoke about Bosch earlier. You know, he was a cog in a great team. But was it the reason why they won? I'll probably say no.
No. No, not at all.
Tim Hardaway?
Oh, yeah. Put my boy Tim in there.
I've got more. I have no doubt that Hardaway should be considered as a Hall of Fame. But my biggest question has always been for Tim Hardaway. How did you end up from Chicago to El Paso? How much you get paid?
True. Facts. But man. Tim.
Yep. We shall see. So we're going to go ahead and take us a quick break, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Your part that I definitely look forward to. It's going to be right up.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hold tight. We'll be right back.
What's up, world? Kyrie Robinson, man. New Orleans Saints veteran. Hey, man, make sure you guys go check out my guy, man, STWF, the media, man. Check them guys out. Y'all want to get sports talk, sports talks with players, with fans, anything like that, man, go check them guys out, man. That's the place to be if you want to talk sports. Who That Nation.
And we're back just like that. So, Waco Terror time, Coach.
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to get right into it for everybody. Like I said, those are the Maximum Basketball League rankings right there. We're number 6. We're still in the top 10. I mean, hey, if you've been following us, we've been rocking in the top 10 almost all year. So we're doing our thing still, man. We didn't have a game last week because the team had to reschedule. But there was a lot of teams that are in the top 10 or on there that had to reschedule games last week for whatever the situation was. I mean, I don't know. Definitely just ready to finish the regular season so we can move on to the playoffs. And that's when it really counts. But yeah, man, go check out the MaximumBasketballLeague.com or just go check that out, man. It seems like I say that every week, but at the end of the day,
it's
good product, man. Like, but man, it's like a long regular season. I'm not bashing anybody watching. I'm not bashing the league at all. So don't sit there and say I'm bashing the league. I'm just saying, like, certain things get old, man, and we just want to finish the regular season and move on to the playoffs when it counts.
All right.
And we have a game, not this weekend, but next weekend in Dallas, man, against Texas Tsunami. So I'll be posting in the Sports Talk with Friends group. So if you want to come out and check us out, even meet Coach Hill in person, meet whoever, man, just it'll be a blessing to have y'all there.
Already. Y'all get up and go support their product.
Please come support us. So, yes, sir.
Next up. Then,
yes, sir. All right, right here, man. This is a clip of one of my basketball players for the Lady Terror. I hope it plays. But yeah, anyway, this part of the show is about the Lady Terror, man. We're bringing them back. Season starts April 24th. They're in the Women's Maximum Basketball League. We're looking to do some big things. You know, we got a nice logo. Uniforms are tight. You know, they designed by myself. And we're looking to do some big things, man. I wanted to show everybody the logo and the uniforms.
I got you.
Gotta let the fans see that, man. Cause that's what's gonna get the attention forever. That's the league logo right there, everybody.
I like this.
Now, that's the Lady Terror basketball logo. Now, I've had some of my female players, they were like, Coach, we don't like that. And I see why they don't like it, but at the end of the day, hey, it's gonna be okay. Those are our uniforms. Now, people say that's a little much, but hey, I think outside the box. I don't have time to be the same like everybody else. So when the season
gets
starts,
your attention.
Exactly. That's what it's about. Attention grabbers. Who wants to go on the court and wear something plain? Don't nobody want to come see a playing team. I mean, but as long as you're winning games and making noise, they're going to come watch you. But at the end of the day, you're like, man, have you seen them jerseys they wearing? So, yes, sir. Let's see if it plays. There y'all go. This was a game we had in Dallas. Now, they don't have on the uniforms I just made, but that was a preseason game, so they're just wearing their white jerseys. You know, we're trying to do big things, man. I don't want to bite off more than I can chew because it's tough running a men's team and a ladies' team. So, of course, I'm going to have to bring in some help because I just won't budge. I mean, I love all my teams, but I won't budge from my women's team. I mean, my men's team, because that's just what it is.
Understandable.
You know, and then, of course, the next part, man, we got, you know, we got to follow us, man. I'm always going to tell y'all to follow us all the time on all social media, man. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all of it, man. Even if you want to contact Coach Hill, feel free to contact me. It ain't no big issue, man. Then we also have the Waco Terror will be joining the Texas Basket. Well, we will be returning to the Texas Basketball Association starting in April also. When we first started, we were in that league for about 3 years, and then we branched off and started, you know, exploring some other leagues and stuff like that, man. And Eric Turner and the TBA, they've been around for a little bit now. So we're going to go over there and play some of the, we're in the South Division, of course, that has to, there's a couple, three teams from Austin, some teams from the Rio Grande Valley, Houston. So we're going to go mix it up. And then we have a Dallas division also. So we'll be traveling up to Dallas as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how we do it. And also we have another team that's here in the Central Texas area, the USA Elite. And we're going to mix it up with them, man. It's going to be exciting basketball to watch and definitely an exciting season to play.
RGV. Hey, it's one of my favorite parts of Texas. So. Road trip.
Yeah, definitely a road trip. Got to get that bus and then just hit the road, man. Ain't going to be no carpooling. Not this way. No, not for that. That's a long trip.
Yes, sir.
And the next part, man, it's kind of sad, you know, because we had somebody that's big in the Waco community pass away, Mr. Mitch. He also has a store which is known for the fried short ribs, best short ribs, and I'm going to stay in Texas. You know what I'm saying, man? They just good. Like I'm always going in there when I have a chance, and I haven't been in there in a minute. But when I have a chance, I'll go in there. But yeah, he passed away, so I definitely want to shout out, blessing to his family, Mitch's Corner. You know, Mitch's Corner Stop, man. He's a Waco legend. Everybody knows who he is. But keep his family in prayers, man. And you know, my condolences to the family.
No doubt, no doubt.
And there go them short ribs right there in that picture, though. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Spicy and regular.
Yes. If you ever in Waco, go there, man. Go there. Rappers like Silk the Shocker went there, Lil Flip. So, man, it's definitely a place you want to go if you're in Waco.
No doubt. I'm hungry already.
I know, man. What time is it? Got to make that run, Coach. But, nah. Yeah, definitely some good.
It look good, though.
They're good. They're good. They're really good. A lot of people try to imitate them. They can't be. It's just one of a kind, man. Like I said, a Waco legend right there.
Condolences, you know, to the Davis family.
Oh, yeah. And one more thing, like me and Coach Lee were talking about it, you know, something that I brought to the first season was like always having maybe a player or somebody on the show. So my thing is next week, I'm going to do my best to have Antoine Chaney on the show because I talk about him a lot. He's also a leader on my team. Now, they're all leaders in their own way, but he's definitely, you know, a leader on my team. So I really want him on the show to just talk about basketball and answer any questions fans may have or whatever y'all want to ask him. I mean, hey, I think fans, they like hearing from me and all this stuff, but they really want to see players too. It just keeps them interested.
No doubt, no doubt. Hopefully, you know, we get treated with that next week. Looking forward to it if so. But hey,
oh,
Coach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Another good night. I was having fun hanging out with you. Who you got for shout-outs this week?
Man, like I said, just shout-out to Davis family, man, for everything they're going through, you know. Shout out my kids. Shout out my family who's going through their own little thing. I really don't speak on too much because I got to be strong. Shout out you guys, man. Shout out the fans. But besides that, it's short and simple tonight, everybody.
Already. Hey, appreciate you, Coach. Shout out to my family as well. Shout out to you for joining us tonight. And again, you know, condolences to the Davis family. Never met you, but, you know, if you're good with Coach Hill, you're definitely good with me. And next time I'm visiting my fam down in Waco, I'm going to stop through there and at least try me at least one reel. I can't eat like that, you know, like I used to, but I try at least one.
You're going to have to get a large order because it's going down. You ain't going to just eat one, I'm telling you.
But hey, Coach, we'll be here again next week. Everybody else, make sure you join our Versus tomorrow. Not going to reveal who it is yet, but it's going to be a treat as it always is. But until then, we appreciate y'all. We Sports Talk with Friends, powered by the fans. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good night.